with the Lord's help to convince you this afternoon that our first perception of a disciple named Thomas is harsh, and that he's more than what you would initially think of when you think of Thomas. We all know him for a particular attribute, but I'd like to bring our attention to some additional attributes of this dear, beloved disciple that can, I believe, encourage us as we walk through this scene. So if you would turn with me, Gospel of John seems to be pretty popular this afternoon, this morning. Turn to the Gospel of John, chapter 11. There are three occasions where Thomas speaks that I'm aware of. These are the lesser known disciples, and I guess if they walked with the Lord during his three and a half years of ministry on this earth, Thomas had something to say on average about once a year. We've all heard that we have 2 ears and 1 mouth, right? Thomas was one that listened an awful lot. And even though he didn't say much, the Lord had a definite and significant impact upon his life. So let's read a few verses in John chapter 11. I'm going to start with verse 5. This is the story about Lazarus being sick and dying, and the Lord Jesus raising him out of death. Verse 5. Now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. When he had heard, therefore, that he was sick, he abode 2 days still in the same place where he was. Then after that, saith he to his disciples, let us go into Judea again. His disciples say unto him, Master, the Jews of late sought to stone thee, and goest thou there again? Jesus answered, are there not 12 hours in the day? If any man walk in the day, he stumbleth not, because he seeth the light of this world. But if a man walk in the night, he stumbleth, because there is no light in him. These things said he, and after that he saith unto them, our friend Lazarus sleepeth, but I go that I may awake him out of sleep. Then said his disciples, Lord, if he sleep, he shall be well. However, Jesus spoke of his death, but they thought that he had spoken of taking of rest and sleep. Then said Jesus unto them plainly, Lazarus is dead. And I'm glad for your sakes that I was not there, to the intent ye may believe. Nevertheless, let us go unto him. Then said Thomas, who was called Didymus, unto his fellow disciples, let us also go, that we may die with him. Let us also go, that we may die with him. It's easy to find fault. The scripture tells us about a certain people who were very capable of seeing the splinter in another's eye, but not the mote in their own. It's easy to find fault here in Thomas and say, Thomas was a real pessimist. Thomas was a glass half empty sort of guy. Thomas didn't learn the lessons that he should have, having walked thus far with the Lord. The Lord Jesus had before him life. It's easy for us to say that. We can look at the whole story right now. He had before him the resurrection of Lazarus. Thomas had before him death. It's easy to criticize Thomas. But I think as we look at the story, we can see a lot of good attributes that I wish I had, that perhaps all of us could use a little bit of. The first thing I want to draw your attention to is verse 4, this sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God might be glorified by it. I guess we can look at Thomas and say, he wasn't listening too close to what the Lord Jesus said. If he had listened closely, he would have known that everything was going to turn out, not only turn out well, but turn out for the glory and honor of God and the Lord Jesus Christ. And ought that not to be our own aim as we walk here in this scene? If you want to reference 1 Corinthians chapter 10, 31, whether we eat, whether we drink, whatever we do, doing all to the glory of God. When we find ourselves in difficult circumstances, Joey just spoke about difficult circumstances. We all go through them at some point in time. You may have clashes with co-workers, ones we count as friends, family members. We have the capability at that moment in time to remind ourselves that Christ needs to be preeminent in my life all the time. Am I bringing glory and honor unto God? I believe a lot of the problems that we have in our lives and a lot of the problems that we have as we walk in this scene, a lot of the problems that we have in the assembly, if we could only focus on that, is this for God's glory? Is this bringing glory to His Son? Those things would be avoided. The disciples, and Thomas in particular, could have avoided all of their thoughts that they had before they finally went with the Lord Jesus here to Judea. If you look closely, the Lord had to ask them two times to go. And I guess we can be critical and say, we should listen the first time. You're all real good when your mother or your father tell you to do something. The first time they say it, you run, you jump, you do it, right? How many times have we heard things out of the Word that are quite clear, quite forthright? But we have to hear it over and over again, and that's okay. The Apostle Paul says on a number of occasions, it's good that I bring you into remembrance of these things. We need to be reminded. That's why we gather once every week to remember the Lord Jesus and what He has done for us. But these disciples had to be told twice. Let's go down to Judea in verse 7, at the end of verse 15. Nevertheless, let us go. Come on. But you know what the disciples' response was? They started thinking with their own understanding. Proverbs chapter 3 tells us to trust in the Lord with all our heart and not to lean upon our own understanding. You know what the disciples said? The disciples are saying to themselves, they said, Lord, chapter 8, they wanted to stone you there. Lord, chapter 10, they wanted to stone you there. You want to go back there? Why don't we call for him to come here? On the other hand, the disciples didn't remember that, yeah, that's what they wanted to do. But look, the Lord's still here. It wasn't his time.